is in the 10th state, so I've crossed at least 11 borders, I think. I started in Key West, Florida, and I'm heading to Blaine, Washington.
At 16 months old, Noah Barnes was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. Now at age 11, he is walking across the United States in an effort to help end the disease.
Noah convinced me a little over a year ago that this was a good idea for awareness and to fundraise to bring a cure for diabetes.
That's Robert, Noah's dad. I met up with the two on a windy day in September. They were just outside of Utah in southern Idaho on Interstate 15. Now in November, Noah has entered his 12th state, Washington. He is just a few hundred miles away from his final destination. Noah's entire family, including his mom Joanne and two younger siblings, are making the journey with him. Noah and Robert do the walking each day. Joanne drives their orange Jeep and stays close by as the team's roadside assistance. She keeps the march running by doing things like finding somewhere to sleep for the night, washing laundry, and buying groceries.
This is day 255. We started January 1st in Key West, Florida, sunrise at the buoy. So 7:20 in the morning, we started at the buoy. Started moving slower at first. His endurance and his stamina has really improved. His strides really improved. So when we first were starting, we were averaging 15, 16 miles a day. In the flats, Missouri, Kansas, he was averaging about 22. The Rocky Mountains slowed us down a little bit because of the altitude. He's been going 6 days a week most of the time for over 8 months. We try to go through every single metro city we possibly can, but the rural areas is really where we've been.
We've gone from green to rocky to dusty.
Culture is very different. Like, Confederate flags still fly very proudly in lots of the Southeast. And there's a line, and you cross that line, and there's just no more Confederate flags. The food, cuisine is very different from places to place. But for the most part, people, they talk a little different, look a little different, dress a little different. But 98% of the people we've interacted with are just awesome. Do you need any help? Can I help you? Can we get you some food? Can we give you some water? Like, we haven't experienced any racism. We haven't experienced any hostility. We haven't experienced any negativity at all in 3,100 miles across that part of America. Americans themselves are just amazing people, which kind of surprised me.
All people are pretty different, and some of them selfish and some of them are humble. So I do see a lot of humble ones.
My preconceived notions on how Americans functioned in a lot of different ways has drastically changed. So how we're gonna tackle the diabetes issue, what we had planned out initially has all gone away. We were initially just going to the universities and to the research facilities, and now we're going to the communities first and having the communities introduce us to their people in the research and in the endocrinologists and tying them together and then asking them, you know, what issues are you having? What do you need? And they're more familiar with what they need. And so helping them as a community and connecting them together so that we can have one movement in one direction, I think will create enough awareness that we can actually fix a lot of the shortfalls that we have and we can actually get a cure much faster.
The family will reach the end of their trek in early December, but the journey won't end there. From Washington, they head to Santa Monica, California. Robert is biking back to the West Coast. Once home, the family will hit the road again. This time, Noah will ride in the car with them, along the same route, visiting the same cities, to learn what help is needed now. Always on the move. Their way of helping in the movement to cure diabetes. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.
The UPR original series, Crossing Borders, is a year-long storytelling project between UPR and the USU Office of Global Engagement, providing services for international students and scholars, and facilitating study abroad opportunities for students and faculty. Details at globalengagement.usu.edu. And to explore more of the Crossing Borders series, head over to upr.org.